Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, on this week's show, we're going to talk about Vision Aware, a resource that many people with visual issues might want to know about.
Vision Aware's mission is to help adults who are losing their sight continue to live full and independent lives by providing information, daily living techniques, a directory of services, and a supportive online community. We'll speak with its program director, Pris Rogers, about their resources, and in particular, during the focus segment of the show, their Getting Started guide for those new to vision loss. And then towards the end, we'll let you know how you can find out more about them and become part of their community. Before we get started, though, we have an announcement that the IRS asked us to make. And for those of you who aren't in the U.S., that's the Internal Revenue Service, and they're the people who collect our taxes. The IRS asked us to tell our listeners that you can go to the IRS accessibility page to download forms, publications, and other products you might need, or to check out tax-related videos in English and American Sign Language. They highly recommend checking out their website often, since they are continually growing the number of products available for persons with disabilities. And how to do that is to go to www.irs.gov and enter accessibility in the search box for more information. And another great source of information is the entire half-hour show that we dedicated to the IRS and its services for people with disabilities about a year ago, but not much has changed, and that was show number 1305.
And as usual, we'll have links to all of that information, because I'm sure you couldn't catch all of that, and we'll also have links in the show notes to the program where we interviewed a representative from the IRS. So look for those show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net, as usual.
Getting back to Vision Aware, now for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, if you suffer from vision loss and want to live independently, it is very important to be aware of the wealth of information out there that can be helpful to you. Especially if you're new to vision loss, you might not yet be aware of these resources and/or ways of accomplishing certain tasks. So this week's tip is to check out Vision Aware. And here's their program director, Pris Rogers, explaining their mantra.
The mantra for Vision Aware really is hope, help, connection. We want to help people know that they can continue to do things. We want to help them find the resources that they need to do it. And we want to connect them with other people to help them feel comfortable and to help them know that they're not alone. And I think that mantra has served us well in terms of what we're trying to do. And the surveys that we get back from people who have used Vision Aware bear that out. Certainly we can improve, and we hope that your listeners will go to Vision Aware and they will use it and give us good feedback, because that's how you have a good site, is you take the feedback that your users give you and you better your program. So thank you for the opportunity to bring this to them. And I'm looking forward to getting some feedback from everyone.
And the rest of this show will be demonstrating all of the help and hope that they can provide.
And this is a great site, not only for people who might be classified as quote-unquote blind, but particularly for people who are beginning to lose their vision, many of whom are elderly, and you may not consider yourself to really have a vision problem. But they have lots of useful tips for dealing with this vision loss that sometimes occurs over a long period of time. And even if you don't have any vision loss yourself, you might know somebody who does or could make use of these resources.
Let's start by meeting Pris Rogers and learning about Vision Aware in general.
My name is Pris Rogers. That stands for Priscilla. And I am the program manager for visionaware.org. which is a website that the American Foundation for the Blind and Reader's Digest Partners for Sight are partners in bringing to the world. And I've been running Vision Aware since we started having it with AFB. It had been with Reader's Digest, and then we brought it over to AFB, American Foundation for the Blind, and combined it with another website that I was running at the time, which was called Senior Sight, and brought the two together to have a more comprehensive website. And that happened about a year and a half ago.
Now, I take it you yourself are not visually impaired.
No, however, I've been in the field since 1975. And when I started working at the Tampa Lighthouse for the Blind, had gotten my master's degree in gerontology, and then started working with a program there for people who were older and visually impaired, and have stayed in the field, went ahead and got my PhD from Florida State in vision, and so on and so forth, and been in a lot of different capacities over the years. Anyway, so no, I'm not visually impaired.
Oh, but this sounds like a great fit for your background. You've been involved in this for a long time.
Oh, yes, I have, in a lot of different capacities.
So does that mean that you generate all of the content on Vision Aware, or you coordinate content from other people who create the content?
I coordinate it. I write some of it, but gosh, I could never do all the wonderful things we have on Vision Aware. We have Maureen Duffy, who used to run the Vision Aware when it was with Reader's Digest. She is our social media expert, and she handles the Vision Aware blog, and she also does social media like Twitter and so forth. In fact, I think she has the largest Twitter following of any agency for the blind in the country. So she's really done a lot in that area to try to bring Vision Aware to the world, you know, because all kinds of folks use Twitter and other social media.
What's the Twitter feed?
It's the Vision Aware Twitter feed.
Okay, so it's just at Vision Aware.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
And we also have a few other people who are ancillary folks who write for us. We have some doctors who write some of our iMedical information and so on and so forth. So it's a whole variety of people who are involved in producing the Vision Aware content. And then we also work with other people. For example, about a year ago, we started what we call a peer advisors group. And these are individuals who are, for the most part, visually impaired or blind and have been involved in professional jobs in our field. And they do a lot of writing for Vision Aware from the personal perspective and help with answering questions, message boards, make comments, and try to help generally help people who are new to vision loss because they have their own experience with it and have their professional backgrounds as well. So it's a really nice combination to get that information, you know, out to people and to help them deal with vision loss, which is the whole idea of Vision Aware. It's really to help people who are new to vision loss and their family members to cope and know what to do.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
As promised, this week's focus topic is the Getting Started tip sheet on Vision Aware's website. But first, we're going to put it in context by describing what's on the Vision Aware website in general.
So Vision Aware sounds like a really great resource. And of course, we've looked around your site a little bit and see an extensive amount of resources on there. I was wondering if you could give listeners who are new to Vision Aware a quick overview of some of the resources that you do have and what your mission is.
Yeah, I'd love to. Our mission of Vision Aware is to help people live with vision loss and to do it well and to have good quality of life. So when we first started Vision Aware, we did a number of focus groups as to the types of information that people need to know and want to know. And when I was running Senior Sight, we found that people were coming to our website for information about living with their eye conditions, but more about the eye condition itself, because they didn't really understand that there was anything more to help them on living with vision loss. So when we designed the site, we did it with that in mind, that people were probably going to come and find us based on their eye condition. And then through their eye condition, we try to lead people into the information that they need to know to live with vision loss. So we have a fairly extensive section on eye conditions. And in fact, Maureen talks a lot about new research and so forth in her blog. But we also have a section on emotional support, and that would include information about support groups that people can join and information for family members, for example. We also have our biggest section of the site is everyday living, and that includes in it all of the different things that people need to know about living with vision loss, whether it's reading or writing or technology or brushing their teeth or taking their medication, whatever kind of skill that they need or information that they need for the just those everyday tasks for living with vision loss. We also have a section on working life, although it's not a great big section because AFB already has another website called Career Connect, and that's for people who are interested in employment. But we do have enough on Vision Aware to help get people started, so because we wanted to make our site a holistic site that would touch all parts of people's lives. And then the other section that we have on Vision Aware is one just for seniors. That's where we took a lot of the information that we had on senior site about living with vision loss as a senior, retirement living. We even have information on the site for staff members of retirement homes so they will know what to do if they have a person come into their facility. We also have a major section on home modification and what you would need to do to modify your home to make it accessible, easy to get around, and so forth. So those are some of the major things. We also have some information about living with other types of impairments. For example, there's a fairly large population of people who have both hearing and vision loss. So we have a number of videos about that subject and different kinds of devices that can help people who are in that situation and so forth. So like I said, we've tried to make it pretty comprehensive to try to touch on all parts of lives.
Some of those daily living topics are really so important for people who are experiencing vision loss. You go to the medical professionals and often they just want to treat the eyeball, but it does impact so many other aspects of your life. So it's great that you guys have put together all of these resources in one place.
Yeah, like I said, one of our major concerns is that doctors, they don't know about the services that are available and they don't tell people about them because most of the time they don't know. That's why it's so important, you know, to help people try to get to those services and to know that they even exist and what they can do. Because, you know, if they're new to vision loss, they may not know about all the things that exist. So that's why we try to design Vision Aware to help lead them to that information.
Pris, can you talk about the Getting Started kit on Vision Aware?
We put together what we call a Getting Started kit that we're trying to get out to doctors' offices and encouraging them to use. And basically, it's a whole number of fact sheets and information about all aspects of vision loss. And we have it on our website. It's easy to get to. It's called VisionAware/Getting Started. And all of the tip sheets are downloadable and accessible for people in PDF format, but they're also in a text format for people so that they're easy to read and so forth and to get. So we're hoping that this information will help people in knowing what to do and where to go, even what questions to ask their doctor. I mean, we've tried to touch on the major issues that people have to deal with all the time, whether it be reading or writing or kitchen safety tips or even bathroom safety tips, just basic stuff that they're common sense kinds of things, but they may not know about. And then also information about having fun, some of the games that they can still continue to be involved in their leisure time activities like they used to be. They can still do exercise and keep fit. We want people to know that life is not over and they can continue to do things. They just may have to do them in a different way. And we also have information in there on how to find our directory of services.
Can you talk some more about the AFB Directory of Services?
AFB, for years, has had a directory of services, and it used to be a print one that was really, really thick. And then, of course, as time went on, we put it online just like everybody else does, and we have it on VisionAware. And through that directory, people can find resources in their own community. So, for example, they could go to the directory, look up the state of Texas, and find all of the services that are available there for living with vision loss, all types of aspects, if they're adults or if they're children or their parents, so on and so forth, they can find information there in the directory. So we're trying to promote that as well to the doctors so that they can tell their patients, you know, how to find information quickly and easily.
before doing this interview, we each went to the Vision Aware website and looked at this Getting Started guide, which is really easy to navigate. It's very nicely laid out. And you pretty much just enumerated all of the major headings. But then within each of those headings, there's a whole slew of other subtopics and then sub-subtopics. Can you review some of what you think are maybe the most important or the most frequently visited segments?
Yes, and in what we did when we developed the Getting Started Kit online, the online version, is that people, they're usable links. So, for example, if they go into the Getting Started Kit and they're looking at the kitchen safety tips, there's a link there that would take them to the place on the site where they could actually look at more information and find more information. And for example, if they were interested in looking at what kinds of products are available to help them live with vision loss, there are links within the Getting Started Kit that will take them to the types of products that they might be interested in. For example, labeling. If they wanted to know how to label, then we have a link to get to that section where they can find out about labeling. Or if they're interested in office products, or if they're interested in signature guides and want to be able to write their own name, or, as I mentioned earlier, reading. And that is a really big deal for people, is being able to read. So we have a direct link within the Getting Started Kit that would take people to that information. So we've tried to pick out the critical pieces, the critical areas that people deal with, and put them in the Getting Started Kit so we can make it a little easier for people to find that information and for their family members as well. Because we know that a lot of times it's the family member who's out there looking for the information. Sometimes the person with vision loss hadn't used a computer or hasn't had to use one with speech or with magnification and so forth. So it might be easier for the family member to go and look for it for them to begin with until they get more accustomed and can find out about some of the technology that's available to help them to do that for themselves.
What I think is very nice about your site is that it does address the fact that, you know, often people go blind later in life. I've been blind since birth, so I've had plenty of time to accommodate, to use these skills and acquire them very slowly.
Uh-huh.
But people who go blind suddenly, especially when they're older, not only is it a big change for them and they don't know how to adjust to a different lifestyle, but they don't even know what resources exist or where to get them. So I think this site is a very important feature and resource for people in that situation.
Well, thank you. And that's what we intended it to be, because we realize that, quite frankly, most of the people who are out there who have vision loss later in life don't know. And how are they going to find out? I mean, you know, it's just so difficult for people. There's no good way. They can look in the Yellow Pages or have someone to look in the Yellow Pages for them, but services are listed in different ways. And if they live in a rural area, there may not be any, or they may not know that the Division of Blind Services in Provo, Utah will serve them in Podunk, Utah. You know, they don't know all that kind of stuff, you know, so how are they going to find it? And that's the gap that we hope to be able to fill. We know we can't do it all, but at least we know it's there, and it's accessible for people if they will just do a little search on the internet. It's interesting to me that over 50% of the people who come to Vision Aware do it through a Google search. That's how they get there.
Even if people know the resources exist, sometimes they are so scattered that it's difficult to find it all in one place. And so this is particularly nice in that regard.
Well, thank you. That's what we try to do, is pull it together. And if you see, or any of your listeners, don't find information that they're looking for, let us know, because maybe we've, you know, missed a topic that we should have included. And we certainly want to be as comprehensive as we possibly can to make sure that people get what they need. You can't put in everything in the whole world, but you can at least try to get the topic covered so that they will know where to go and where they can seek that resource.
Boy, you guys have gotten real close to putting in everything in the world. It's pretty extensive.
Thank you.
So I use a screen reader to navigate through HTML web pages, and it was very well laid out and very easy to navigate. But I was also impressed with, as you drilled down through each layer, how much detail you had on each topic that was really kind of applicable to daily situations.
Well, that's good to hear. Maureen Duffy, whom I mentioned earlier, who did the old Vision Aware, she is a rehabilitation teacher by trade. She's certified, and she used to actually teach at a college and teach that program. And she really knows, you know, the skill levels that people need to know about. And she has spent a lot of time and effort trying to even write in techniques. You know, we can't be rehab teachers on Vision Aware, but, you know, somebody may never run across a rehab teacher. So we want to make sure that they at least have an idea that there is a technique that can help them to pour or to, you know, whatever they might need to do. We want them to understand that there are some techniques out there, and we want to get them to the service. Don't get me wrong, but sometimes people don't have that option. So if we can at least give them some idea on how to go forward in life, that's important.
Well, I think another thing that's very common in adults who lose their vision, you know, maybe they've had a job or a hobby or an interest that they've been doing for years and years and years, and then their vision goes and they say, oh, I can't see well enough to keep doing whatever it is, whether it's riding a bicycle or knitting or reading or, you know, it long, long list. And one of the messages that we keep giving in this show is that, well, you may have to do it differently, but there are very few things that you can't continue to do. And your website contains a lot of the detailed information that people would need to say, oh, I can continue to do whatever this is.
Right. And the other thing we've tried to do is that we have a lot of personal stories on there about people who are actually doing it. You know, we're not just telling them that they can, but we're saying, OK, here's, you know, Henry who's a carpenter, or someone else who's skiing, or someone else who has a garden, or, you know, whatever. And so they can find out about how the other people are continuing to do that activity or the adaptations they have made to do it.
Sometimes just knowing that something can be done and someone has overcome these challenges can make it possible for you to be able to accomplish that task.
That's absolutely right. And if people want to write on our message boards and so forth, then they can actually go back and forth with someone who may have done that sort of thing and get, you know, personal responses on how they're doing it and so forth. We have quite a few people who do that, or who have a certain kind of eye condition and they don't know what to do to deal with it. And so I've been following something this last week, this message board that's been going back and forth from someone who's in New Zealand who's responding with somebody who's in the States. And see, that's the whole thing. It brings the world together. You don't have to, you know, live contiguous. You can help somebody from all over the world to live with the vision problem that they have, you know. So that's kind of exciting to me that it can be a global thing too, you know, that you can help everybody. It's kind of a community, I guess, is the way we look at it.
Well, the internet is a great method for building those communities and having people share their stories around the world.
Yeah, who would ever have thought about it, you know, even, you know, 15 years ago that we could do this sort of thing? I mean, it's so exciting to me.
Just a couple of days before we recorded this show, we got an email note from a listener saying, I'm pretty new to vision loss and I'm thinking of starting a support group in my area. And what do you think? And we said, well, great idea. And we actually told him that this show was coming up, but sent him a link to Vision Aware so that he could jumpstart the process.
The other thing I wanted to say about Vision Aware was that not only does it have all this information in one place to make it easy to find, but this is a lot of information that you won't typically find in a doctor's office or an eye professional's office. They often look at physically what's wrong with your eyesight, can I correct your eyesight, but they really don't address the issues about how it affects your life, how to make things easier for you so you can live more independently and do the kinds of things that you want to do. So this is very helpful in that regard and not a resource you're likely to find other places.
Now for this week's final item, all the ways you can find out more about Vision Aware and become part of their community. Even if you yourself do not have vision loss, you might know somebody who does and could benefit from finding out about Vision Aware.
Can you tell us specifically where people can go to find your website or how they can contact you via email or other methods?
Sure. The website address is visionaware.org. And if people can't remember that, they can go to afb.org and find us on AFB's website, but it's visionaware.org. And we can be emailed at visionaware@afb.net. So it's really relatively easy. We have our own email account, and we always respond to people. So those are good ways to reach us. And if people want to find the Getting Started Cat that I mentioned, it's visionaware.org/getting-started, all one word.
In this age of social media, can you give us your Facebook and Twitter addresses also?
Twitter is @visionaware.
And Facebook?
It's facebook.com/visionaware. And then if people just want to search for it under VisionAware, they will find it that way as well.
Do you have any email newsletters that you distribute?
Oh, that's a good question. We do. And it goes out once a month. And people would need to join VisionAware to get the newsletter. And on the homepage of VisionAware, there's a link for joining. All we really have is a name and an email for people to get the newsletter. If they want to do more, if they want to be able to comment on our blogs or do other things, they need to give us a little bit more information. But it's entirely up to them how much information they want to give us. So just go to the join on the VisionAware and you can sign up for the newsletter to be able to comment on the message boards, to be able to comment on the blogs and so forth.
And we'll put all those in our show notes associated with this show.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So people can look there for one simple place to find those resources.
Yeah, that's right. It's either, there are two ways to find it. There's a link that says join and there's a link that says sign up. So either way, they can do it.
And is that open to anybody in the world or is that just open to people in the U.S.?
Oh, no. Anybody can, because it's an e-newsletter, so anybody can get it.
Great.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the AFB is in the U.S. and services American people.
Yes, but we do have an awful lot of users internationally. We really do. We have more in the English-speaking countries, you know, with UK and Australia and so forth, but we do have people from other countries as well. And I'm working on, pretty soon, in another few months, I'll have at least the Getting Started Kit in Spanish. I'm working on that right now. And our diabetes information is in Spanish as well.
So we encourage people to visit that site if you have any degree of vision loss or you're beginning to have some vision issues. And as usual, we'll have the links to all of this information in our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1410. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Band in a Box. Band in a Box is a very powerful program for learning and playing music and for making backing tracks to play along with. Pete will demonstrate how to use it using new scripts for JAWS that he's developed. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333 and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.